Hi again, everybody. Ron Chera here with you today for another Minnesota-bound podcast, The Story Behind the Stories. Today, we're going to meet and chat with a few memorable names in fishing that I've met over the years. Characters they might be, but good anglers they are. Let's begin with a fishing legend I met more than 30 years ago in the Florida Keys. His name, Richard Stanzik, and he hangs out in Isla Mirada at Bud and Mary's Marina. Richard, thanks for joining me. You know your longtime passion for fishing, especially saltwater species weighing hundreds of pounds, means you could play the lead role in Hemingway's Old Man and the Sea.
Most people don't understand how people view us, but one thing I found, it's best probably for me to keep my ego in check. You know, I have a story I tell. You know how I became, they call me a legend. You know how I became a legend? I had my picture taken holding fish that other people caught.
Very funny, but you are a relentless fisherman despite being almost 80 years old.
There's a snook. Stay on there. Real. All right. Let's go see if we can find an elusive bonefish here.
It's in your blood. You either have it or you don't. And it's funny, I often tell a story. I was about three and grandfather took me to a lake, a little dock, and I put a rod in my hand with a bobber, and I saw that bobber go under, and there it was. Been hooked ever since.
As I chatted with Richard, his office walls were covered with fishing memories.
My first great fish I ever caught, it took place in Bimini, not here. I was about 19 years old. One of my dearest friends, we still fish together. And we'd gone out, one afternoon, threw a couple of mackerels in the riggers and a 500-pound blue marlin, came up and swallowed that bait, and we fought that fish for 7 hours in a reasonably small boat, and we could not get it over the gunwale. We even went to the part where I was gonna put some water in the boat so I could float him in. And of course, I have a picture on the wall of that one. There's others. I caught a giant tuna. See the picture right there, that giant tuna. That fish weighed 832 pounds.
Needless to say, the fishing waters off the Florida Keys are exceptional, and Richard is their biggest booster.
They refer to this as the sport fishing capital of the world. And, you know, there's a really good reason for that. You know, where you're sitting right now, okay, right back there, you got Florida Bay, you got the Everglades, you got the Gulf right over here. You got the reef, you got the Gulf Stream, and you can even reach the fringes of the Bahamas from this very spot. Every fish in this hemisphere literally can be caught right from here on all types of tackle. And there is no destination on earth that you can make that statement.
Straight from the legend's mouth. Thanks, Richard Stanzik. If you're looking for a crappie whisperer in Minnesota, a guy who seldom strikes out in search of crappies, well, he has an unusual name, Goose Guzman. Yeah, Goose. Welcome to our Minnesota-bound podcast, Goose, but I'm anxious to know when crappie fever hit you. Was it your first crappie?
Yeah. And then, well, my dad, of course, when we were kids, took us out a lot, too. You know, his favorite in the spring, it was crappies, but he liked walleyes a lot too, though.
To catch crappies, you first have to find them, right, Goose?
Yep, right now I'm looking basically for the best weed that I can find. So what I do now, I don't even put my trolling motor down, which guys think I'm crazy, but I'll just cast around till I make contact.
Just like deer hunting almost, figure out where they're at.
One more Goose rule. Crappies like to look up to eat.
If you fish underneath them, you may not catch any.
Exactly. Crappie, finally.
Is it a crappie?
Hey! While Goose plays catch and release with his beloved crappies, some aren't so lucky.
We eat a lot of fish at the Gutsman House. I got two of my favorite methods. One is called Fry Magic, and I mix a little yellow cornmeal in with it, about 60-40. Mix it up good, and then the other one is just that Shep Roberts. The Shep Roberts one is the same thing. You just keep them wet. You don't have to dredge them in no egg.
Thanks, Goose Guzman. Call me when they're ready to eat. Next up, you'll meet Chad Grigsby, a Minnesota bass angler who is in the major leagues of bass fishing.
I want to thank our good friends at Kinetico. You know, spring is very close, if not already here. You know, the Shirk family, we are back out fishing and playing soccer outdoors, and the Shirk boys still never leave home without filling their water bottles. Really, it's the Kinetico water. We have Kinetico whole home water systems both at home and at the cabin. We also installed Kinetico's K5 drinking water system. And let me tell you, this stuff makes a big difference. The Kinetico installations were both quick and easy. No more stinky, foul well water. We now have Kinetico soft water and also Kinetico's K5 drinking water. No more bottled water, just great drinking water right out of the K5 tap. Our laundry, it no longer smells funny, and the Kinetico water cleaned up the showers and our dishes. The world's most efficient, worry-free water system. Visit Kinetico.com to find a dealer near you and join the Kinetico family. Also, we'd like to thank our newest sponsor, Minnesota Masonic Charities.
When people think of the Freemasons, they often think of secret handshakes and unusual hats, and of course, the pancake breakfast. Minnesota Masonic Charities would prefer that you think about the work that they do right here in our community. Places like the Masonic Cancer Center at the University of Minnesota or the Masonic Children's Hospital and the Masonic Home in Bloomington. They are just a few examples of the important work that the Freemasons support here in Minnesota. As part of the largest fraternal organization in the world, Masons have consistently answered the call when it comes to charitable needs. I am happy that Minnesota Masonic Charities has chosen Minnesota Bound and this podcast as a place to help spread the word. We look forward to learning so much more about their many programs here in the weeks to come.
Hey there, Bill Shirk, the man about the woods. Propane, it's clean, efficient fuel produced right here in the United States. Schedule your propane service with a friend. Lakes Gas, a family-owned provider serving the upper Midwest for more than 60 years. 54 convenient locations in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Now with offices in North Dakota and South Dakota, too. Lakes Gas employees live in the communities they serve, so you can expect personalized service from professionals. Oh, and the Lakes Gas offers competitive pricing without all the extras that tend to drive up fuel prices. Safe, dependable service. Lakes Gas, the right choice for your home, business, or farm. Visit lakesgas.com and join the family.
Welcome back to this Minnesota Bound podcast. I'm Ron Shearer. We're talking fishing today with a few anglers who usually catch what they're after.
We got him.
You did.
That said, it's time to meet Chad Grigsby, a Minnesota bass fanatic who gets paid to fish. Yikes, perfect job. How'd that happen, Chad?
That's a great question. And I got fired from my job for fishing too much.
Yeah. How'd you do it?
I had been selling boats at a marina, and this guy at our hometown, small little town, they had a Chevy dealership and they sold trucks to basically like 90% trucks. The guy that worked there was a salesman and he retired. So they need a new salesman. And I went in there and interviewed with the guy, and I came just like this. I had shorts and a t-shirt and I just had shaved my head and just walked in there, and we hit it off, and he liked hunting and fishing and stuff, but he wanted me to sell trucks. Well, he allowed me all this time off, and one of the weekends that I was gone for a week and a half after being there for 2 months, they had sold a bunch of trucks when I was gone. And he just said, you know what? I thought this was gonna work. It's not gonna work. You know, he basically was the one that kind of pushed me off the cliff, you know?
Let me see if I have this right.
the guy that fired you said, listen, if you want to fish, you go fish. I'll give you a truck to use.
Yep.
Is that it?
Yep. But he said, you got to go get either go fish or go get another job. You're not working here anymore.
Today, more than 20 years later, Chad is still tournament bass fishing.
I got in the FLW Tour, and I got in the final three events, and I just missed the cut on the first one, made the cut, top 10 cut on the second one, and the third one I led it for the first 2 days, and I made more money in those three tournaments than I would have working the whole year for him. And I was like, well, I like this.
Chad learned quickly, you can't survive in bass tourneys with yesterday's success.
Yeah, well, I've won two national events, which are, I won one at Kentucky Lake and I won one 2 years ago at it was kind of my home lake in Michigan. It was Lake St. Clair, it's one of the Great Lakes. It's between Lake Huron and Lake Erie, and I won that one, that was in 18.
The bass champ also discovered something else.
My biggest enjoyment of fishing is figuring them out. It's not hard to catch a bass. It's hard to figure out what they're gonna eat.
Come here, buddy.
Yeah, three in a row. It's a big old fat fall bass.
Thanks, Chad Grigsby. And I hope you keep figuring out bass for the right answers. Up next, we're remembering a fishing expert known as the Fishing Professor, who also has been inducted into the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. He is Jim McDonald from Northwest Iowa. Years ago, we interviewed Jim about his passion for fishing. Sadly, Jim passed away at the age of 74, but his fishing wisdom never goes away. Here are some highlights of that interview with Jim McDonald. So, Jim, how does a fisherman from Iowa become as famous as you've become?
A lot of people find it hard to believe that we have this chain of lakes up here in Northwest Iowa. But these are all glacial lakes, and they've got a lot of walleye in them, as good a walleye as we have in Iowa. A lot of folks come in to the Iowa Great Lakes. They can't believe that we have walleye fishing or smallmouth or a muskie fishery here. They think of Iowa as cornfields and bean fields, and that's just about it.
During the 60s and 70s, Jim was a member of Al Linder's Black Hat Guides League and fished in numerous fishing tournaments.
Got him?
Yep, I got him.
Good boy.
Good boy. I got him.
He believed in conservation and teaching kids how to fish. In 1968, he founded the Iowa Great Lakes Fishing Club. The club was active in both agendas and still is. So, Jim, where does the fishing professor name come from?
I was a school teacher and fished a lot. I never did like to paint houses, including my own. And so the best thing for me to do was go fishing. And that's what I did.
Interestingly, Jim's daughter, Kelly McDonald, has worked on the Minnesota Bound TV show since 1996.
Dad would put a worm on my hook and put it in the water for me.
She told me her dad had a favorite saying that went something like this. Enjoy every sunrise, keep a tight line, and may your aim be straight. Thanks, Jim McDonald. Rest in peace. Hi, everybody. Ron Shera here again with another nifty story, this one about my favorite bank, the story of Star Bank. There's 10 of them in Minnesota, but here's where the plot thickens. A Star Bank is more than money. A Star Bank cares about its customers, cares about the community, whether it's town parades or the kids' baseball team. Why? Because Star Banks are locally owned. They treat you right. Quite a tale, wouldn't you say? How do I know? Because Star Bank is also our bank at Ron Shera Productions. Just another story with a happy ending. Star Bank, the bank that cares. member FDIC. To learn more online, go to star.bank.
Got the winter blues? Start planning your summer. Plan on fun and get out in the water with your boat club. Your boat club offers boat club memberships and daily rentals with access to over 40 bodies of water and over 400 brand new boats to enjoy. Whether you want to cruise on a pontoon, create waves in a speedboat, or reel in a big one on a fishing boat, your boat club has got you covered. Unlimited boating memberships are available now, starting at just $1.99 a month after a one-time initiation. Life is better on the water. Find out more today at yourboatclub.com.
Our sponsor, Tito's Handmade Vodka, is America's original craft vodka, distilled from corn and naturally gluten-free. Over 25 years ago, the first batch of Tito's was made in the heart of Austin, Texas. And tomorrow's batch will be too. Tito's tastes just as good with tap water as it does with your favorite mixer. Tito's makes the good stuff for the good times, too. You can find recipes, videos, and more at Tito'sVodka.com. True adventures are crafted together. And Tito's Handmade Vodka is also pledging to protect where we play by working with nonprofits to protect and enhance our national parks for the present and future generations to come. To learn more, visit Tito'sEnvironmental.com.
You're listening to this Minnesota Bound podcast, The Story Behind the Stories. I'm your host today, Ron Shera. When it comes to fishing stories, there aren't many more interesting than the story behind the Glorvigan brothers, Scott and Marty, who are twins and twin fishing nuts, but also twin entrepreneurs who found success at tournament weigh-ins, but also in business.
My mother didn't know she was having twins until about, a week before she had us. So I arrived 45 minutes ahead of Scott, breaking trail right away, so making sure that I had a path for him to follow.
Oh, what a path it's been. Indeed, these Minnesota twins are major leaguers in angling enterprises, including a worldwide website called Wired to Fish, viewed by millions of anglers, all inspired and launched from Grand Rapids, their hometown. And it began fishing off the dock.
We had grew up on a lake, a Pear Lake, about 3.5 miles from the house. And so Scott and I were constantly in the water.
At age 16, they began guiding for tourists.
We had a place up on Cutfoot at Williams Narrows on the Lake Winnebago system. We'd take resort people out in the resort boats and go catch some walleyes and stuff. And the rest was history, I guess.
Up next, thinking they're pretty good at catching walleyes, the twins entered a national walleye tournament.
And boy, did we get our butts handed to us, okay? We knew how to catch walleyes between 8 foot and 15 foot, but the other stuff was a little bit foreign to us. But I guess we were determined and stuck it out.
And I think what you had is that failure is hard. You take it personally. But having the two of us to collaborate and to, come on, pick yourself up, let's go, we gotta make this happen.
And they did.
In 2000, Irwin Jacobs had launched the RCL Championship. They put on an event in Green Bay. It was worth $400,000 for first. It was kind of one of the biggest fishing tournaments, period. And I was fortunate enough to working together with my twin brother and getting the right draw. I fished his spot, and over the course of 4 days, I was the last man standing and made a lot of money.
So what did you do with all that money? Something about sport towels?
This is a sport towel, and this is what launched us into the business of fishing. So we went to Duluth, University of Minnesota Duluth. I'm an industrial engineer, that's why I got my degree in.
I didn't know that.
Okay. ergonomics, designs, and actually we had a class, industrial practices and processes. So we had to design a product, and I actually designed that to use your hands to wipe your hands off because it was cold, you wear it in your fly vest.
Exactly.
Yep. So I had 144 made because my sister sewed, my girlfriend sewed and all that. Went to the graphics arts, put a tag in there, took them to the bait shops, put them in there, says class project, sell them for whatever you want, I'll come and get them after steelhead fishing. Come back after steelhead fishing and they were all sold. So it's kind of like, well, maybe we have something, and we did. So. We sold over 1 million towels in the rest, kind of a rags to riches story.
Fishing towels soon led to fishing jerseys.
Danny Brower was the hottest fishing guy on the face of the planet. This jersey that we put together for Danny, and everybody saw it, said, where did you get this? Now all of a sudden people started coming to us, go, can you make a shirt for us? And of course, we didn't know how. We said, yeah, sure we can.
Yeah, of course.
never say no to an opportunity.
Exactly.
So amazing. That's the poster child. That's what launched us into the embroidery world and the clothing world.
Between catching walleyes, the twins came up with another idea, an internet fishing site called Wired to Fish. I visited with CEO of Wired to Fish, Todd Hamill.
Wired to Fish is a web-based platform that we produce how-to content that has a huge audience, and we use all the social platforms to be able to, as our distribution model, to get people back to our website. So what you're looking at here is, here's our analytics from Google that tells how many people are on the site, what are they looking at, and where are they coming from? And we monitor this by the minute. What we find out is, okay, what are they looking at? What are people searching for? And did we hit the mark with the content that we had, whether it be our title or our thumbnail or whatever? And if it works, then we make sure that we produce more of that content. Last year, we produced 909 separate videos, just last year.
But hey, Glurvigans, where'd the name Wired to Fish come from?
We had decided that we were going to start a internet company.
So tournament comments were, I got them wired. No, I got them wired, okay? A common in the fishing industry. And for us to be perceived as experts, we're going to call it Wired to Fish.
All of Wired to Fish products, whether it be our social channels or our website, is 100% free to the reader.
Our content is consumed in 80-some countries, you know, all of North America, from Europe, you name it, from carp fishing in Russia, you know, to the Far East. And a typical month in regards to visits, we'll have 1.2 to 1.5 million. Video views on YouTube, we'll have in the neighborhood of 10 to 12 million video views a month.
And to think it all began on a dock with twins who loved fishing.
The heart of it. It's never left. Still a kid. Very few people get to touch their dream. We've touched it, we've lived it, and we haven't lost it. Lots of people lose it. And to provide that to people that are employees, friends, especially staff, okay? We've lived our dream and haven't lost the passion.
Hey, Scott and Marty Glurvigan, thanks for joining me. We're running out of time, but I'm sure our listeners are amazed at what you've accomplished in the world of fishing. Also, I want to thank my other guests today for sharing their angling passions. You've been listening to the Minnesota Bound Podcast, the story behind the stories. We'd like to thank our sponsors of the Minnesota Bound Podcast, Kinetico, Lakes Gas, and by our friends at Starbank, Minnesota Masonic Charities, Your Boat Club, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Now remember to introduce a kid to the great outdoors. I'm Ron Chera.